There are now thousands and thousands of people who drive veg oil in this country. The Department of Energy does not collect statistics for veg oil use, but all of the component builders report exponential increase in sales in the past year. Reactions to my rig as I drove across the U.S. included waving, honking, and thumbs up. The first glance was for my antique 1973 Mercedes, the double take was for the powered by vegetable oil fuel sign on the back window. But not all of the reactions to veg oil fuel were positive.
This is not going to catch on. That when it starts running out, which they say it is, then this or, you know, something else will take its place. But I just don't see the American people going through this right now.
There are things about this that are unappealing, even to countercultural types who I would say are most of my friends are trying to do something that's a little different. Either be off the grid or take care of the environment or at least give a bunch of money to somebody. I don't think you could sell this to anyone I know.
These voices of gloom did nothing to quell my enthusiasm for a fuel I know personally works very well, although I do have a few lingering concerns about the future of veg oil. Bruce Davidson from the Sirius Community, a sustainable living center near Amherst, Massachusetts, spoke to me in the community dining room about those concerns.
You know, there is a somewhat limited supply of used vegetable oil, but we haven't even come anywhere near using all the waste oil in this area at all. In all over the country, there's millions and millions of gallons of waste oil that gets produced daily. I'm the one who set up the system here. It was a learning curve, and I put the system together a couple times and it didn't work. The pipes broke. I was using plastic pipe rather than metal. Finding the right kind of heaters, the right kind of filter systems. There is some work to it, and you know, not everybody's going to want to go through that learning curve or put that much energy into it. But people don't have to do that either. By creating a system where we can support people just driving up and fill up their vehicles, that becomes a really nice thing.
The bother of gathering fuel is the primary discouragement for many people who otherwise would happily drive on veg oil. Ken Hodges is co-founder of Grasoline, a developing alternative fuel station in Montrose, Colorado. Hodges is well acquainted with waste veg oil collection for use in biodiesel production.
It's very time-consuming to go around and collect oil. It's not fun work after a while. I mean, initially it is. You're excited about the project as far as being able to make something that's going to power your car out of basically a waste product. But the reality is that you get oily and your vehicle is just totally covered with oil. And after a while, it's not as fun as it was initially.
Hodges was kind enough to let me gather about 25 gallons of oil from the Grasoline stash to keep me rolling on my road trip. I spent the last 2 hours before sundown in extremely mild winter weather, pouring oil from the quarter acre of QB containers lined up in rows at the Grasoline yard.
You know, the other thing gets in the way is there's not very many people that do what you just did today as far as trying to get the oil to use as fuel. There has to be a simple way to accumulate oil and filter it.
In truth, the tidy dispensing of veg oil is just an entrepreneurial sneeze away. Charlie Anderson, owner of Greasel, the largest of the three conversion kit makers, is leading the charge to take the grunge out of veg oil fueling.
There's so many ways around it, and to make it just as easy as pulling up to a service station, that's one of the things that I feel that we've been pretty successful on. We're running our Ford Excursion, and the leather interior is perfect. We don't have to get our fingers dirty.
Back at home, I still have yet to perfect my filtering and transfer system. I live in a rental apartment with no garage where I might set up a pump, tank, and storage. I don't want to annoy my landlord with a mess, so I'm in the driveway with a blanket under the back of the car. I'm filtering as I did on the road, out of my trunk. I put a fine mesh nylon paint strainer into a clean 5-gallon bucket as if I were replacing a garbage bag. Then I open a QB and pour half of the reddish-gold veg oil into the strainer. When I pull the strainer up and out of the bucket, squeezing it gently with surgical gloved hands, bits of food or spice are removed with it. The oily strainer is put aside in a clean plastic container for further use, and this is where my manual filtering ends. Very technical. Next stop for that oil is either a clean QB or the tank, where it will encounter a 10-micron filter and two other fuel filters before hitting the engine. My methods have appalled those who believe the oil must be filtered down to 1 micron, or 1/1000th of a meter, before pouring into the tank. I have been told horror stories of what will happen if I continue this practice. And yet, I have 6,000-plus miles on my first filter, which is what you're supposed to get. The engine purrs like a big kitten, and after a recent road rally for the Tour de Sol, I measured performance of 32.5 miles per gallon. Not bad for an old car. Tune in tomorrow to hear about the evolution of the American obsession with driving and the parallels with the use of veg oil today. Links to more information about veg oil can be found at kunm.org. I'm Cynthia Shelton.